This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Two on for him here. Smith rockets one toward left field. Base hit. Runner coming around. Jimenez scores. Ducks lead 3-2. Drew Smith comes through.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Yeah, Bennett with it. 45 seconds. Now Ekblad. Ekblad, long shot deflected wide by Verhaeghe. Verhaeghe turns it out in front. Score! Bennett! His second of the game, and it's 4-0 Florida. What a shift.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 30 points working, dribbling on the wing against Julius Randle. Inside the arc. Pass to Wallace, catch and shoot three. Down the well for Wallace. Oklahoma City burning up the third quarter again. They lead by 24.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. It is time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland's sports leader. There is no doubt that would be 1080, The Fan.
What is happening?
Hey, it's going to have to do.
That was good. That was a good. I get a point right out of the gate today. Is that what you're telling me? What is happening? It was good tone.
Yeah.
Good length, good duration, good girth to that one.
Look, I felt bad. It wasn't a great night for you. It was a great night for me.
Oh, it was a great night for you.
So I just wanted to start it off with, hey. You are good.
Hey.
You are valued.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Why was it a bad night for me? What happened?
Well, I mean, SGA just had, a phenomenal night.
That's all right. That's over. It's done.
Blue Line Brandon continues to be on the Ice Cats.
Look, I don't know what you're talking about. First off, it's college baseball season. It's not NBA season, okay? College baseball dirt's here, and we're winning Big Ten tournament games.
All right.
I mean, everybody was glued to that in Omaha yesterday, right? We were all watching that yesterday. We were all watching
right
that.
Right in the middle
time,
of the afternoon.
Right in the middle of the afternoon. Yep. At that time that the game started, at the time, they had a two-run, eighth-inning rally, and they won 4-2. Jonathan Smith, sit down and shut up. Look at that.
Absolutely.
I'm up like 5-0 right out of the gate.
You are.
My Friday's already looking good. It's perfect, man.
Yeah, you never know what's coming.
Swag's the only one that can execute the mute button. He's the only one that has the ability
to do
that.
That's true. That's true.
So if somebody says something that truly egregious today, we might have to implement the mute button as well.
So we are behind the scenes. I was aware that today was Around the Horn's last show.
I did not know it was today. I know they were counting it down. He had been having a lot of guests from early on in the show return. I flipped over one
day. Has he had Kellerman? Because Kellerman's the original OG host of Around the Horn.
I would imagine today. I saw Jemele Hill on there not too long ago.
Yeah, I mean, like, none of those writers have left the show.
Bomani Jones was on there recently.
They've been on it.
Yeah.
Max Kellerman's the OG host.
He was one of the originals. What about Jay Mariotti? Did he get a comeback?
What about Holly, Michael Holly?
Michael Holly was one of the originals,
him
too.
Him and Kellerman, actually, people forget, he used to be on the show and Kellerman hosted it.
Yeah.
They both left and went and tried to do their own version of it on
whatever.
FS1 or whatever the hell it was, and nobody watched that one.
Didn't work out. That seems to happen with a lot of shows on FS1. It's, you know, I got an idea. Nobody's going to watch. Okay. We're paying you how much? What?
Doesn't matter. Getting that bag.
How do I get that job? That sounds like a great job. 4,000 viewers. You're paying me $4 million a year. It's good. It's a good payday right there.
I don't think Jay Mariotti will
Jay Mariotti?
I don't know.
He was one of the OGs. I mean, he was one of the
original. Barnwell was on there the other day.
You're naming people that are on it all the time.
True. Although I haven't watched that show in a while, so maybe I'm part of the reason why it's going extinct.
Well, Mariotti's one of my very first media sports villains. I used to hate when he won.
He was great. He would piss you off every time he was on.
He had it's his face, the hair in the face.
The way he talked, too.
It was just like, I'm a know-it-all and you're an idiot.
Yes.
And
I hate this guy. And then Woody Page had his chalkboard in the back and he's laughing. You're like, I like this guy.
I like the chalkboard guy.
He would root for guys and root against guys. It almost became like watching a sports game.
Who are, if I say around the horn, who are the four panelists that come to your mind first? Because I think mine are Woody Page, Jay Mariotti, Tim Kalishaw.
Tim Kalishaw has to be
Kalishaw.
There.
And then I think I go
Bill Plachke.
Oh, Bill Plachke's a good one. Kevin Blackstone.
That's probably my Mount Rushmore plus one.
Well, what about, oh my God, of course, the one woman I'm about to name.
Sarah Spain?
No. Oh. Think older. She wrote The Magic and Larry.
Jackie McMullen.
Jack
Mack.
Yes.
Jackie McMullen was on there for years. I don't know if she still does it, but she did it for years.
Those are my probably seven panelists.
And who's the old guy with the screwed up teeth who was also from Boston?
Bob Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not going on there.
Why did you have to describe him as that?
Because that's just a picture. I couldn't remember his name. And
it's
a
legend in our industry.
I knew the second I said that, somebody would say, Bob Ryan.
The old guy said,
Who's
Bob Ryan?
British guy with bad teeth? It's immediately. I got an answer.
Bob Ryan.
If I just say, man, who's that old white guy? You'd be like, well, there's a lot of old white guys on the show. I don't
know
which
Boston. Old Boston writer.
Old Boston writer.
Yeah.
We were all thinking Bob Ryan. Yeah, we were all thinking it.
Never really focused on the teeth.
We all focused on the teeth. We all saw the
teeth. So those 7 to 8 people, I think, are the OG of the OGs.
Yes. That's the original class. That's the inaugural panelists. And that show, man, that had a stranglehold from 1 hour every day, that and PTI.
Yeah, that was a great block.
It was a hell of a window. It was a great block in the heyday of ESPN. Two new shows that were fun. It wasn't just yelling nonsense and hot takes.
Yep.
You would, you know, kind of lean and gravitate towards certain hosts, but it was fun. It was a fun way to talk sports.
Well, so in trying to pay respect, because we're big sports fans, we grew up with that show. We haven't watched it as much in our older age, but I watched that a lot for a lot of years. We're trying to find a button, the horn, the points sound effect.
Yeah, the points, the joystick.
And I have recorded like two episodes. I've YouTubed Tony Reale walking through the points. I cannot find a clean point sound effect.
Yeah, we need one for today. But I think the ding's not bad. I mean, that's pretty close.
It's kind of our version
of
it.
It's kind of our version. You know, you say something solid, boom, I'm going to hit you with the ding.
But
like
that point
ramp.
Sound effect is kind of perfect.
It is. We'll have to keep track throughout the course of the show today.
Swag's looking for one. I'm looking for one. I think I can get one during the break. So I'm trying to get one before the show ends so we can do it throughout.
Yeah, I remembered that we talked about it when they announced that it was going to end. We did a bit on a couple of segments on it because it was like, man, that's a bummer.
I think it was the end of March.
That sounds right.
They announced
a bit of a runway here of like soon it's going to end, but I like Swigard completely blanked on it being this week. So I'm a little bummed in myself because I probably would have tried to catch an episode or two just for nostalgia's sake, but now if I'm around this afternoon, nostalgia's sake?
Yeah.
There we go.
You thinking a steak?
Oh, let me hold
it's
on.
Pretty early.
It is. That sounds good. It's going to be 80 degrees tomorrow. How do I do? Wait, hold on. I'll do one of those. Is that like, that's not a good negative
point.
That's
too long.
Thing,
that's too, not,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Need a better sound effect for the negative points thing.
Also, the negative point sound effect, perfect.
Yes, it is.
I think it's a show that nailed its sound effects. The mute.
Yeah.
The points,
the
correct,
fire emojis incorrect. When somebody will go on a long, lengthy rant and everybody would catch on fire. But I'll try and watch today. One last episode of Around the Horn.
Did you see the report came out, what they wanted to cancel and replace it with?
I did not.
Oh, you didn't see this?
No.
They had a big old plan. They said, okay, if we're going to take Around the Horn off, which rates pretty well for our time slot, if we're going to take that off, we got to have something that rates higher. Let's give Shannon Sharp a show, guys.
Oopsies.
And obviously everything that's transpired with that situation,
oopsies,
they're like, So I actually don't know what they're doing in that time slot anymore.
Probably going to be Stephen A. Smith yelling about something. Do we get like a net? We get morning Stephen A.
Another
yelling.
Another half hour.
Afternoon Stephen A. yelling. Yeah. And then NBA countdown Stephen A. yelling.
Post-game NBA playoff Stephen A.
Then we get that late
and
night Stephen A.
Late night podcast Stephen A. of like, all right, I'm sleeping with this girl. I'm running for president.
Talking about beautiful women over here.
And then, of course, you get Sean Hannity, Stephen
yes,
A.
Yes, then you get that Stephen A.
And then you need to get up so Stephen A can wake you
again
up.
The next day.
And then he's going to embrace debate an hour after that.
Then your day's going to be just fine. They seem to be on the trend of we're paying a handful of people a lot of money, and we're going to give them every possible responsibility because you're making $10 million
I mean, I'm
a year.
Asking sincerely here, and I know, look, happy Memorial Day weekend, guys. It's going to be a nice weekend. I hope everybody's got plans, whether that's camping, which I hate, or it's going to a nice city, or maybe you're just lounging and having a staycation. I hope everybody has genuinely a great vacation weekend. Is it possible to say out loud, despite the dollar figure, that that's not a fun way to live?
No, that's not a bad take at all.
Like, think about how much he is on television. Okay? Even if you don't like him.
Yeah.
Think about how much content he has to produce.
Never ends.
A day.
Never ends.
And it's like
you're constantly worried about takes. I got to have a take on everything. You're never having a down period. It's not like, okay, my show's done. Now I'm going to go unwind for a little bit. You're always on, and
now,
I would dread that.
He's got his foot in a lot of cool doors. Like sure. The one thing I've always loved about his career that people kind of crap on him for is like, if I was him, I would absolutely be on soap operas too. That'd be fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
I'd love to be the guy that gets shot by the guy cheating on the wife or whatever right. It is. That would be fun. He gets himself in the doors. He's courtside getting yelled at by LeBron.
Yeah.
But he also has to be very aware of how he is and his surroundings because cell phones exist.
Mm-hmm.
He just at all times has to kind of be on.
Yeah, I would dread that because there's never an off button.
No,
there's never
not.
A downtime.
All right, the Cowboys lost. You got to post a video to your Twitter right. So you can laugh at the Cowboys. Oh, man.
I mean, $10 million is nice, but when you're working basically 17 hours a day, it feels like, he's on television constantly.
Yeah.
I just, no. The money's great, but you don't even get to enjoy it.
I would never claim.
How often is that guy even on vacation?
Right. I would never claim to people that ever ask that question, because I've been asked it before, like, hey, your job seems pretty cool and easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. But what I would say, though, is when you produce any content, especially that level that he produces, there is a mental side to that, that like when he turns it off, I bet it's a mind F.
Yeah.
He is on the couch. He is zoned out. Papa Gabe. He's having to do anything he can to unplug because he is in a weird zone. I guarantee it.
Yeah, the dream would be like if you were going to get a job like that. Now, these people don't have the ability to do it because they're too addicted to the limelight. The dream is to do a job like that for however many years and then you walk away.
That's always been your dream.
That's
you're like,
the dream.
I'm signing. Like he just got the $100 million
deal. $100 million
deal.
How many years?
5 years.
Dude, 5 years. Boom, I'm out. 5 years, $100 million, thank you. I gave you all my takes. I worked 17 hours a day. I did 37 TV shows and podcasts
a day. But my rebuttal every time you say this is, you get another $100 million in the next deal.
Dude, that's enough for me to live on, man.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Easier said than done,
it is
man.
Easier. I don't need another $100 million.
In your ear.
I don't need another $100 million.
Mrs. Johnson.
But I love the house.
You invest wisely, I'll make another $100 million on my $100 million. I'm fine. I got vacation homes. I'm doing whatever I want every day.
Okay.
I'm walking away. I'm living my life. There's more to life than work, especially
yeah,
when
is.
You got that much money in your bank account.
Man.
You go do whatever the hell you want every day. If you want to do a podcast for fun on the side, like, hey, whatever I'm truly passionate about and I want to talk about, that's fine, whatever. But being all over TV, flying all over, like, nah, man, I'm out on that.
Well, I didn't intend to start the show this way. I had something else I wanted to start the show with. But,
oh, okay.
You know. Last day around the horn. Got to pay our respects.
RIP, man. That was one of the staples of Young Dirt, learning about sports media and wanting to be in sports media. You said it before the show, and I felt the same way. Like, that was one of, like, that was a top of a mountain in your career, if you could get on around
the horn.
That's
one of the things I'll never have achieved in my career, is I just wanted to be on that show one time.
I think I would have been. Ooh.
Hell yeah,
that's
brother.
Pretty, that's solid
Where
right
did
there.
You find it? Just random YouTube video?
I just found a clip, and Kalisha paused for a moment.
Yes.
And I got one, and then I doubled it up.
Yes.
All right.
All right, we got a point system.
How
on
many
the show
times
today?
Will we be given points today? Should we keep track of who wins?
Yeah, I think we should.
And then we end the show with like whatever their final message is.
Any P1s out there who plan on listening to the entire show, try and count. Try and count up for us, you know? Keep track of this today.
Dirt wins in his last like 2 minutes of our show today is like, save the Penguins.
You'll never believe what's happening with Penguins right now. You'll never believe it.
Get ahead of a update. You know, Penguins, if they don't find a mate, they just walk away from their entire pack to die.
Whoa. That deserves points. I didn't know
just
that.
Just walk into the middle of Antarctica.
I'm out. See you later.
And they're like, I know I'm going to die. There's Life's miserable.
What's the point?
They basically commit suicide.
There's no mate. I'm going to go. It's crazy. I'm going to go get eaten by a whale right now. I'll see you guys later.
I don't think whales would be in the middle of Antarctica. Yeah, I'd be more bear.
I'm jumping
just
in.
Just call me chum.
Yeah. Where's the polar bears at? Come get me. Come eat me.
Well, it's going to be a busy show. I know the sport sucked. Your sport sucked. My sport sucked.
Last night sucked.
My baseball team sucks.
Yeah, my team didn't have a game yesterday, but they probably would have lost if they would have played. It was such a bad
sport.
We
lost a series to the Nationals. Ugh.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good when it happens.
It's not good.
No.
Dodgers
got swept by the Angels.
Ooh. Padres are fighting in their clubhouse. Did you see that story?
I missed that one.
Yeah, they got in a brouhaha after one of them. They lost like five in a row and got outscored by like 30 runs. They got in a fight in the clubhouse after the game. Things are going well.
Dude, I love May baseball. We're all panicking.
Yes.
Clubhouses are panicking. Yeah. Fans are panicking.
Teams win and lose.
And
this
then
is the World
Series.
And then
there's the Carolina Hurricanes.
Ooh. I thought you guys told me the Canes were the real deal. Holyfield.
Yeah.
Not in this round of
the
playoffs, apparently.
Bullying them, man.
No,
they're going to repeat. You guys know that, right?
Yeah, I've resigned myself.
That's a good team.
I've already really mentally good. Accepted the fact that the two teams who I don't want to see win are going to win.
Dallas and
OKC?
Cats?
No, that it's going to be OKC and the Ice Cats.
Yeah.
The championships, and it's going to suck.
Yeah,
that's
well,
you know.
Look, I want to give my respect to Indiana and New York. I tend to think the West is over. Minnesota's not beating that team 4 to 5 games.
No.
Let's hold that for the wrong take. I have a lot of respect for them. I will give them their 10 to 15% chance. I think they're going to win in 5 or 4 when they get to the finals and play one of those games.
Yeah, yeah.
Their point differentials, their defensive intensity.
When was the last time we had a like classic NBA finals? How far back do we have to go?
Like a 7-game or just like a classic good series?
Like a good long series.
You honestly might. We say this every time. I think you might have to go to either the Phoenix series because the Bucks were down 2-0.
They were down 2-0. That's right. Milwaukee won 4 in a row.
And it was Milwaukee. Like, Milwaukee was going to win a championship.
Well, I guess Golden State-Boston was pretty good. Curry having that game in Boston. That was a 6-game series, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and I think Boston should have gone up 2-0 in that series, but game two, Curry went nuts. So Curry kind of winning his first NBA Finals MVP.
Because we're on kind of a bat. Last year was, what, over in 5? Did Dallas even win a game last year? Year before was
I think they won a game.
Denver, Miami, right? And
that
series sucked. Like we've had a couple of duds here.
It's probably Curry Boston, but like what do you remember about that series?
I remember the one Curry game.
Yeah.
And I remember Tatum playing like ass. Those are the two things that I remember about that series.
But like legendary, great series, we're on a run here. It's since LeBron.
It's been a minute.
It's been 2016 games.
Yeah, that sucks. I don't have the feeling. Hopefully we're wrong on this year's NBA Finals.
I'd love to be wrong. Yeah. I want nothing more than the Pacers, Knicks, like really putting up a great fight and the Thunder struggling at the biggest stage of the playoffs.
Yeah.
But that may not be the deal. We got football stuff to get into today, and Bobby Marks is going to join us at 8:30. He was an assistant GM when the Nets were going through a sale.
He was.
So I want to know, what is it like internally knowing your team is selling and how you operate during that? Is nothing different at all, or is it really different? Are you, like, I want to get to that. And we had another award. Well, not an award. Well, kind of an award.
An honor.
An honor.
A recognition.
A recognition.
Do they get trophies for that?
I'm sure they get a little.
I bet there's like a
something.
Plaque. I think there's a plaque for that. You get a plaque?
Something.
I hate plaques.
You don't want a plaque?
I think plaques suck.
Really?
Yeah. Give me a trophy.
What if I give you the...
Give me a medal or a trophy.
Friday, May 23rd, points winner on Dirt and Sprague. Plaque. Hang that in the...
I'd rather have the medal.
You want the medal?
I want a medal. I think a medal's cooler than a plaque.
You want a silver?
Would you rather have a plaque or a medal?
I think I go plaque.
Really?
I think I go plaque.
Swag?
Medal.
Hmm.
That's the correct take. I couldn't give myself points. I don't know where the sound effect is.
Yeah, you can't give yourself points.
Why?
You can't laugh at your own jokes. Yeah. Somebody else has to hit it for you.
All right. Well, we're off to a great start. Thanks for hanging with us on a Memorial Day weekend Friday edition of the program. Let's get going next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, the poll question is up. Would you rather have a medal or a plaque? You can vote at Dirt and Sprague.
Now, you have medals. Don't you get a medal for a Hood to Coast?
You do.
Do you ever wear them?
I don't wear them.
Do you hang them in your garage?
I have them in my... So I have a walk-in closet.
Yeah, humble brag.
Me and the wife both have separate walk-in closets.
Whoa, humble brag. But again... Give you one of those for your evidently larger salary than mine.
I mean, come on.
You seen the show?
No, but I have a hat rack kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I have them all hung on that one. I haven't like...
Okay.
Because I'm still doing
it. So it's in a closet.
Yeah, hanging in a closet, but I see them, and sometimes I touch them, and I'm proud of each one of them. They're like children.
Touch your medals.
2017, I remember you.
Rubber medals, you sniff them a little bit.
2018, you were tough.
You still smell like the beach.
The cool thing about those Hood to Coast medals is they're very unique every year. They're very, very different.
So
they're cut differently, they're shaped differently, logos are different every year. They do a bang-up job at the Hood to Coast.
Yeah, I think I like the idea of the plaque for hanging purposes, because I feel like I'm going to see it and utilize it more if I smack it on the wall.
But I feel like if ever later on in life you wanted to like do you get like a bib number?
Yeah, you can keep your bib number. I
so
kept
you do
mine
that
last year.
And you have your medal and your bib number and like a team photo on the beach when you're done, and you can do a
that's
nice,
a cool framed thing.
That's pretty solid. You also could always do like I got one of those for a great golf round that I had. I said I broke par and I got there's a frame.
You can have the
so
the
I have score the scorecard and the
ball,
golf ball,
maybe
in there.
A photo.
That would
a
be
flag.
That? I did frame that. Yeah.
You didn't take the flag off the 18th hole.
No, Stone Creek's public course. I don't think that was, there were more groups coming behind us. I think they would have frowned upon that. Well, but I could have asked about it.
That would have been a great
Can
move.
I pause for a second?
Yeah, what do you got?
You framed it.
I did frame it.
Why didn't you have me and Lishka sign it? We were there with you.
I didn't even think about it.
Witnesses, yeah.
Witnesses? I mean, you were there. You were
it's
alive.
Not about, no, it's not about witnesses. It's about, like, that was a great, that's the greatest moment of my life. It's that and then Teddy Ballgame.
Yeah, it's a 1A, 1B
situation. And then the wife.
Yeah, PIL championship,
PIL,
71, childbirth. Wife.
Ending Grant's
sex.
30-year run at
Pop Warner,
Pee-wee football.
Seventh grade, dominance at quarterback. That's top five right there. Life moments. They're all in the general vicinity.
I didn't sign it.
I know you're not signing. You didn't sign. I mean, you can come over. I couldn't take it out of the case. It's not like sealed in there. Yeah,
give me your address so I can look it up.
Yeah, come to you. Go drive on
I'll
over.
See what room it's in.
Yeah, I'm just saying, no, I'm not checking the price at all.
I had somebody say, I'm never giving you my address.
Dude, never.
Again.
You're never going to get people's addresses.
Dude,
you're going to be snooping around.
Thing.
You're going to text somebody, man, I like the color of your bedroom. What? That's weird. But I think it would be cool at one point, you'd have to have like a certain number, like maybe if you do 10 of them. Have you done 10 yet, Hood to Coast?
I think I started in 2016. This is going to be year 10.
So this
10.
Is year 10?
Oh, my God.
That'd be pretty badass if you could find a frame that had, like, 10 metal holders, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you put them all in one big frame and then have that up on your wall.
I might not wear the medals. I mean, it'd be kind of weird to wear, like, a running...
Never wear them during sex?
No.
No.
That thing would be smacking her in the chin.
You know, clanking around, you know?
No.
Check out this hardware.
I don't think that does that for her.
It's kind of frowned upon.
I think she kind of hates the event, to be honest with you. It takes up time and training.
Yeah, you got to train a lot to get
ready.
And
then you're like out all weekend.
Well, and then Thursday, I'm like mentally and physically preparing for everything.
Do I have my bag? Do I got batteries? Is my clothes washed?
And then Friday, I'm leaving super early.
Yeah.
I'm gone Friday. Saturday, we don't get there until the afternoon, evening, and I'm either coming back or I'm staying, so now I'm, like, out Saturday,
and
too.
And then Sunday, the you're like, don't talk to me.
And
on
Sunday, I'm sore. I'm like, oh, I can't move my legs.
And so then football season starts the next week.
Monday.
See you in January, babe!
I think she hates the event.
Yeah, I understand that.
She appreciates the event. We're fond of the event in my house, but I think me doing it every year is like, oh, God.
Well, one of these years, at least on like a Thursday before you go up for it, we need you to go Mr. T and wear all the medals on the show one day.
That'd be a bit much.
Just rock them all.
Well,
let them dangle and clank.
I hate to admit this. I've lost two of them.
Uh-oh. You're Jokic with MVPs? Yeah. That you're telling me?
I don't know.
Where's the trophy at?
I don't know what room they are.
It's going to be somewhere.
Just wanted to go see my horse run.
Horses. A barn in Slovenia.
My horse is so beautiful.
I don't know where two of them
are. Going to be a lot of beer drinking next few days. Women, horses, medals, who knows?
But a medal's cooler because you can wear it.
You can wear it.
Like, imagine being...
Well, that was my whole question, though. I don't think you wear them that often.
It doesn't matter, though. The ability to be able to wear it is what makes it cool. When you frame it, it looks like a plaque on a wall looks like something you bought at a garage sale. I hate to say that.
Mm.
It's like... The Elks member of the year in 2012, Andy Johnson. It just looks like something you bought at a garage sale.
I would proudly put that up in my garage if the Elks voted me the man of the year.
I bet you would.
I'd be a proud Elks man of the year.
Now imagine Michael Jordan. He's wearing the cool 1992 Barcelona jacket. He's sitting up there on the podium. He leans down. They don't put a medal over his neck. They hand him a little plaque. Thank you for beating Angola by 45 points today. He's not as excited about that.
The medal is cooler in that regard. Being presented with it is definitely cooler as
a
medal.
I just think a medal...
Because they put it over your head, you do the whole ceremony, I'm with you on that.
I mean, Sunday after Hood to Coast, when I'm going out and about, am I wearing it that day?
Oh, you're wearing it.
I am wearing it that day.
You're wearing that thing.
It's my one day of the year that I'm a douchebag.
You're walking around. Check this out. Oh, you got any of this hardware?
Yeah.
Get you one of these.
I think the medal beats the plaque.
Potentially 10 of these, but now only 8 of these because we lost 2 of them.
Yeah, I think it goes proper ranking, trophy, medal, plaque.
Where's the ring fall in there, though? Ooh. The ring's got to be, I mean, the ring is the championship ring.
I think that's a good point by you.
I mean, the ring beats the plaque and the medal. It's not even a debate.
But do average Joe's...
Because if you're going to wear something, you'd rather... You could wear the ring and that be a normal thing in day-to-day.
But would average Joe's... So in any event we do, whether that's men's golf league or running events, is there any event that gives a guy a ring that's not on, like, a professional sports team? If you're not out to make it yourself, do you get awarded a ring from anything?
I don't think that you do.
So that's why I didn't put that into consideration. Yeah. Some will give little trophies.
We should bring the ring back for just general things.
I don't wear a ring at all.
You should wear a ring.
I know.
You don't even wear a wedding ring?
I don't.
No.
No.
Not a wedding ring.
I quit
ring
doing
guy.
That yeah. 8 years ago. You wear yours, Riggins?
When I went through keto and lost all the weight, it was too big and it was too hard to resize. So I still have it. It's right there.
What was hard about resizing it? Don't you just take it to a place and say, can you resize it?
Well, it's hard to make it smaller.
Oh.
You can make it bigger. You can expand it, but it's hard.
Oh, I didn't know
it
was.
I bet you can.
That's a good point.
It's hard to make it smaller.
You can make that thing bigger, though.
It expands.
You can make it grow probably pretty easily.
I bet she's grateful. Yeah. Worst thing you want in that situation is it gets smaller.
Yeah, you want,
that's right.
You want the girth to get bigger.
You see this right here? It's going to get worse. You don't want that.
This is not even me at my best.
But I've had this ring on my right hand since high school. So these are the family jewels.
All right. Boy, what an ending by you in this segment. Did they change the MVP trophy?
Wait, why did one hand not get skinnier than the other? Why does one ring still fit?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because this one I got in high school when it was...
So it was basically strangling your finger before?
Pretty much.
And now it fits accurately?
Now I can actually... There was a while there where I could not remove it.
No wonder you walked
was
like a Tyrannosaurus.
Was there ever an internal panic with that of like, am I, like, is that healthy?
Every day your finger was strangling to death and you just dealt with it?
Yeah, this one's just a little purple today.
It wasn't
today.
Getting past the knuckle, I'll tell you that.
Why is the fire department at Swag's house? They're cutting the ring!
Jaws alive!
You still wear your wedding ring?
I still wear my wedding ring, yeah.
Does she wear hers?
She wears hers.
Wow.
Yeah, we're still ring people.
I like to, you know, I like to act like I'm a little tease.
You like to be at a bar, you
hey, ladies.
Hey, you never know who someone's...
Oh, sorry, I'm married.
Just kidding. Not wearing my ring today.
Happens all the time.
Now, you ever go necklace ring or you just don't wear it at all?
No.
No.
No, it's in my nightstand.
Oh, okay.
It's I know there. Where it is. She doesn't wear hers.
It's around.
Yeah.
It's in the house.
We know.
Somewhere.
We know.
Yeah. We know.
Yeah. I'm aware of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a traditionalist that way.
No.
You guys are old school.
I'm going to drive by your house, see if you got a pineapple on the front porch now. Just going to check something out.
There's a gnome in the front of my yard.
Like, what are they going to... Just check it. Just making sure. A little research. That's all.
Just don't knock twice.
Hey, what's your address? Let me Google Street View that thing.
I will not be sharing that on the air. We have a lot more to get into. I guess we could talk about what happened yesterday. Bad night for the anti-SGA guys, wasn't it? Pretty bad night. Get to that next on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'm going to have a college football coach in hot water with his own fan base. We've got a local acknowledgement of good sports play to talk about today.
By the way, some good text coming in. Somebody said, I won MVP for my men's flag football league.
Hell yeah.
And I got a ring and a $25 Champs pizza gift card. That's a good award right there, dude.
That ring's pretty cool. $25 pizza gift card's pretty awesome.
That's a large pizza.
I was going to actually, today, the around the horn stuff interrupted it. But I was going to start today of yesterday, what I don't think we did well enough. Sometimes we wake up early, and I had a lot of show notes, and sometimes you just don't get to some things on your show notes.
Yeah, you're all over the map.
One little thing I wanted to carry over from that crazy Pacer comeback.
Yeah.
I was going to throw at us and the listeners, what is the most in fuego moment of your sports life? The way Aaron Nesmith just hit six threes in the fourth quarter, he could not miss.
Yeah.
He might as well have been the greatest basketball player to exist in that moment. It didn't matter what the defense was doing, what angle he was shooting at. That dude couldn't miss. He was in what we would call the zone.
The zone.
So whether that's in high school, low-level college, high-level college, rec, I was going to throw, what's the most in fuego sports moment of your life?
Ironically, we already talked about it today. It's when I shot a 71. I'll never forget the feeling. Every swing was just like, questioning it. You're not wondering where it's going to end up. You have no, like, there's no fear. There's no doubt. Everything is on point. Every putt's going in. Everything was executed, and that was, I've never felt that way before on a golf course, and I've never felt that way since on a golf course.
My only double-digit scoring performance of my high school basketball career.
How much were you guys down before you got in?
No, this was second quarter. We were blowing out Malala. So this their gym burned down. We're playing at Clackamas Community College because their gym burned down. We're running the flex offense. weak side ball reverses, elbow jumpers, just draining them.
Did you feel bad at all?
No.
Their gym burned down, man.
I didn't want to tell you this, but last weekend we had a tourney, and we haven't won a game yet. We're new to the tourney scene, and we got a lot of like rec league players that are adapting and growing. Yeah. And we've been getting our teeth kicked in. And our one most winnable game, by not even a close contest, was a Lake Ridge based team.
Mm.
And their team name was Future Pacers. And I was like, that's a weird team name. And then I saw the jersey and went,
That's kind of cool now that I think about it.
For show's sake, I wanted to come in and be like, hey, we finally won a game. You know what we beat? We didn't win.
We're going to go jump in that lake now. That's our lake. That, we own that lake.
That lake beat us.
that lake took you down.
We did not play well.
Lake took you down.
Yeah, that's okay. Malala. That's good to know.
Yeah.
How about Malala? Never
couldn't miss from the elbow.
How many did you score?
I think I scored 12.
12.
I mean, I don't think you can score just 12 and say you couldn't miss from the field.
I think I was 6 for 6 or 6 for 7.
I mean, that's good. That's a good percentage.
That's good.
That is a solid percentage.
But that's it.
I think you need to score at least 25 to say couldn't miss.
No. You're a bowler, aren't you? Didn't you bowl?
Yes. Best game. I have not had a 300 game. I had a 290 game. So I had a spare in the first frame.
What's more impressive, scoring 12 points strikes. Or a 290 in bowling? I think I got to go 290 in bowling.
Yeah, but the 12 points is a game that counts more than the bowling is wreck.
I mean, that's true.
It doesn't mean you can't feel that that's your best in fuego moment. A 290 is...
290 is a solid round.
You're a throw away from a turkey.
Yeah. It was a spare and 11 straight strikes.
Yeah, you're a better throw away from a turkey there, buddy.
P1 Shane, by the way, said you get a ring when you bowl a 300. Maybe in just the league that I... But
no,
I know they do give you one.
If you're in a sanctioned league, which we were...
You get a ring.
There was other stuff... Tchotchke stuff they would send you if you bowled, you know, a 250 game and whatever, you had a 800 series or whatever.
Sure.
You'd get random stuff, a little watch, some cheesy watch or a pocket knife or something.
It's just really cool to...
What?
A pocket knife. Old Swiss Army knife.
Little Swiss Army knife? Does it have the number on it? Like, say,
bowling
league?
It had some, you know...
I give you a hot
take. American Bowling Congress.
Yeah, hot take.
Yeah.
Pocket knife is an overrated gift.
Incredibly overrated. It's like especially the old cheap ones. Like there's ones you can get now that are solid that have way more tools
when
on it
that
you can utilize.
When it has a plastic casing on
it, you just know this is not a weapon of any kind. What am I even going to use this knife for?
I have like 5 pocket knives.
Not bringing
knives.
It on a plane, though.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I don't even know where half of them are.
Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
What am I going to use this for? I have one in my fishing box, my tackle box. That works.
You got to gut your fish if you catch one.
You got to gut it and you got to cut the line.
You got to clean it.
You know, it makes sense to have a knife in there.
Slice that thing open.
Anywhere else.
Did a pocket knife cut that thing open?
Yeah.
Have you ever done it? Do you catch fish?
I catch fish.
Okay.
I usually go trout fishing.
Okay.
I haven't caught a salmon yet.
We totally believe you.
You don't believe me?
We totally believe you.
You know what?
Don't rope me into that.
You're going to make me bust out photos.
I could see him hauling up a
little
fish.
The funniest thing was I caught a fish last year. We went to a Timothy Lake or one of the lakes. And we were up just for the day. And I threw the line out. I was with my daughter, my oldest, who also basically tells the dirt jokes. You've got one? Really? Yeah, right. Threw the line in. Had no weight on it.
Sounds like a good joke.
Literally threw it out. It probably went 6 feet out from where I was.
Just floating out. You go with bobbers? You have a bobber on
that? I
didn't
bob. It was a quick throw.
Ah.
Threw it out. I mean, within seconds, it yanked. It thought it was a bug, so it yanked down. So I've hooked this fish.
I reel it in.
The daughter's watching. She is stunned. She could not believe it. She's like, my dad actually could do something.
He's a hero.
Brought it in. It was probably an 8 to 9 inch fish. It wasn't very fat. It was, it was a little release, a little catch and release situation.
Little tiny guy.
But I grabbed it, and it had the hook pretty in there. And before I unhooked it, I'm holding it, and I say, hey, take a picture. I got a photo of it. I'll show you how stupid the photo looks.
Quick, get the camera.
Maybe a second and a half after the photo's taken, that fish just flapped out of my hand, yanked my hook off my line. It was stuck in its mouth, swam away. And I'm just like,
no! That was my hook! That was my fish!
A $4 hook, man. It was a nice hook. I was pissed.
Not getting that hook back. That thing's gone somewhere.
You'll catch a fish. Get out of here with that.
Well, you had the comment about gutting the fish, and then I was curious if a pocket knife would get that done. I feel like you need a more serious knife to do that. So it's not about catching the fish. Have you gutted a fish after catching one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't kept very many because I do mainly I do bank fishing.
Yeah.
So you don't catch the biggest of trout. So even if they're long enough, they're usually not fat enough to eat.
You get little tadpoles along the coastline.
I've only cooked a couple of them ever. I've gutted them. Why not? You cut that butthole up to the mouth. You can pull the guts out with your fingers. I know what I'm doing here. I haven't washed that thing.
We got Waluga Middle School. I dropped 28 points on Bolton. Just in the zone.
Hell nice.
On an absolute heater. We got three back-to-back throws at the Javelin State Championship Finals in high school.
Dude.
Washington 4A, each breaking the prior state record as I went head-to-head against the senior as a junior roundup, winning it by less than a foot on my final throw. The crowd at Pasco Washington Stadium was so enthralled.
Yes.
It was definitely my end, own the moment to confirm I got a medal and a plaque. Double dip the chip.
Nice.
Look at that. A medal and a plaque.
That's a pretty good situation.
I love
situation.
The Waluga shout out, by the way. I'm very disappointed it's not Lake Ridge Middle School.
Oh, is that the old, that was your middle school?
They used to call Beluga?
Waluga.
Oh, Waluga?
Yeah.
He said, spring flexing and catching a trout in a stocked lake might be the equivalent to Swag saying he can't miss with 12 points.
That's a good point.
That's another good poll question.
Sure, the basketball.
If you scored 12, can you say you couldn't miss?
You couldn't miss. I don't think you can, man.
I don't know.
I got to be honest. I'm happy for you.
That's a great game for you. I'm just like, what's the over-under? If somebody tells you I played back, I couldn't miss.
I had a game where I couldn't
miss. Where does the number go in your head?
It's 20 or more.
It's got to be
20
or more. The over-under has to be 20 and a half.
Because, like, it's not easy to always score. Like, if you're not an elite athlete or a college basketball player, it's not easy to score 20 points in a game.
No.
But you say you can't miss. I'm that number can't be 12.
I think the 290 in bowling is more impressive.
I 100%
agree with that. That's one roll away from a perfect game. How many people could say they have a perfect game?
Yeah, you made the 300 sound
like
it was.
Is it a lot of people?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah, but you made it sound like it happens all the time. I don't think it does.
Yeah.
I mean, so when I was a kid, I was so locked in on skee ball, I ended up winning a spider ring. Hell yeah, brother. Skee ball.
10 tickets. You got 10 tickets out of skee ball. You had a good round.
I'm dominating skee ball right now.
Usually you get the skee ball tickets would be like two ticket max. You know what I mean? Three tickets. Like, oh.
Skee ball can't slow
I'm
me
terrible
down.
At skee ball is what I found out. Good sports accomplishment. Most
what was your moment? What was your most en fuego moment? We didn't get yours. We'll have to do our poll question. Who's got the best most en fuego moment? So I'm going 71. Swag's going 12 points.
33 at Sandy.
33 points at Sandy?
Yeah.
You remember the field goal? Was it efficient 33?
I don't remember.
No, okay.
It was one of those, like, it was easily my best game, but it was one of those, like, I was so locked in that I don't remember all the details.
Just
of
a
it.
kind of a blur.
I was feeling good. It was like every time I shot it, I was like, that's going in.
That's getting, yeah.
Or I drive in, get an and one.
And
the worst part is how that game ended. That was our last conference game. We had lost 17 straight basketball games. And with 2 minutes to go, we were up one. And the ref called me for a fifth foul.
Oh.
Very debatable, by the way.
Ooh.
I had to sit and watch my team lose our last game of the year. Not good. I was pissed. The guy shot the game-winning shot. He had like 6 points. He shouldn't have shot that shot.
No.
And I'm on the bench like, well, we're going to lose.
That was my moment. That was my opportunity.
You only get one of those.
You only get one chance.
And I threw up mom's spaghetti all over my sweater. That was a bullcrap call. I'm still mad about that.
It would have been a post-game fine, is what you're telling me? If the press scrum and the media availability.
I wanted to get tossed.
Brandon Sprague, what do you think about that fifth foul call? Let me tell you how I felt about that fifth foul call.
So probably that.
Okay.
Most en fuego I've ever felt.
Most en fuego you've ever felt. I'll put that bad boy up. We'll see who wins.
Also, I had one with Kyle Knepper, rec league basketball. He invited me to a game, showed up, never played with his team. We were down 23 points. I may or may not have scored like 18 straight, including the game-tying bucket to go to overtime.
I'm going to go ahead and bring us back in this game.
That was pretty nice.
Nobody else can do anything. I'm going to go ahead and do this on my own.
What's your most en fuego sports moment of your life? Let's recognize the MVP. Let's do that, and then we'll dive into the Blazers stuff. I got college football notes to get into. Bobby Marks will join us at 8:30. Dirt and Sprague back with more on 1080 The Fan. Well, I think we've delayed long enough. Wolves aren't howling right now.
We'll devote a whole 3 minutes to that.
That sucked. It was horrible.
Yeah.
It's over. It's over!
Yeah, I don't want to completely dismiss. The playoffs have been wild. I've been wrong about a lot. So I guess I'll give them the let's see what you do at home. But
I mean, it all comes down to Saturday, right? I'm assuming the game's Saturday.
Yes, it's every other day now.
Yeah, so Saturday's it. You got one more game in the series.
Are they going to win 4 out of 5, though?
No.
That's where I have a problem.
I don't think that they will.
That's an impressive team, that Thunder team, man. SGA, he wins the league MVP last night after, for some reason, us waiting this long. They've changed the trophy, too. That's not the traditional MVP trophy.
Oh, it's a different trophy now?
It looked different to me. I feel like the old one looked heavy.
Hmm.
Like, more
used to
bulky.
Be massive.
Yeah.
This one leaned up a little bit, is what you're telling me?
It was like the Heisman.
You want a hot take on
trophies?
I had
it on in the background, and I was like, oh, look at that. That's stupid.
It was a cool moment. You know, he got announced, he waved, and then he, like, you know, went and thanked his teammates. He gave every teammate $10,000 gift bag.
That does look like a tinier MVP trophy.
So here is my take in seeing the new trophy for the league MVP.
Is it on Ozempic?
They should, every year, the MVP trophy.
Come on, give me something for that. That was solid.
Should be built after the player who won it. So, like, Jokic should be kind of fatter, but, like, the one-legged falling away shot that he does.
I'll give you points for that. That's a good take.
SGA's really slender man.
It could be like him screaming about not getting a foul call. Ah! One of those.
Oh, by the way.
Or just shooting a free throw. Maybe we get him at the free throw line for his thing.
We talked about how many free throws. He shot 15.
He did.
Sprague was right. Yeah. I told you he was going line. He knows how to fouls. He knows how to draw fouls, man.
Yeah, look, that game was stupid. SGA won the MVP. We all knew he was. That's a really good idea. That would be a really cool thing for an MVP trophy.
It's got to be modeled after your body type.
Dude, we have known for how long that he was going to win the MVP?
I'm assuming,
that like he was a minus 500 in the back half
of
the year.
I'm assuming the votes have to be in either right before or right
after. The last
after
day of the regular season is the cutoff for the votes.
So you go build
Somebody's
the trophy.
Somebody's got them for a long time.
Playoffs started a month ago, man. That's plenty of time to go build a trophy.
Well, we'll get, at the top of the hour, we'll get to a local accolade by a player, but like they've already rolled out all the other awards. We've been waiting weeks for this.
Baseball does this too. It's really dumb. They wait until nobody's paying attention to baseball, and then they announce it at like 11 o'clock on a Tuesday on the MLB Network, and you're like, what?
Well, why are we waiting to the last regular season? Cut it off with a week and a half left. Like, that's not going to change your vote.
No.
How often should the vote be changed based on the last four games of the season?
Yeah, also, if the guy who wins the MVP is no longer in the playoffs, how does he go to the Western Conference Finals game to get his trophy?
No,
Do we wait till next year?
They go to their studios in New York and do a little press conference thing there.
Because I think I saw the stat, we haven't had an MVP in the NBA Finals. We haven't had an MVP win an NBA championship, I believe, since Steph a number of years ago. Yeah. It's been a while since the MVP
won
the title.
Yeah, it's him or Braun, probably.
It's definitely Steph. I saw the stat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you seemed a little confused. That's why we were just saying that.
No, I was trying to think which year he was.
Did Jokic not win MVP
the
year?
No, Embiid won it.
Oh, okay.
Was that the black-white thing?
That was the black-white year.
Kendrick Perkins race, race wars?
And then Embiid came back and won it last year. Or not Embiid, but Jokic came back and won it last year, and they didn't win the title last year.
Jokic being one away from LeBron.
He should have won it this year, but I digress.
Oh, many people have said that,
I mean, you average a triple-double as a center, dominant in every facet of the game.
It's going to be weird if he has more than LeBron by the end of his career.
Yeah, all that stuff doesn't make any sense. LeBron should have had more, Jordan should have had more.
I've always had the theory that LeBron never got the fifth because a lot of voters don't want to give him that Jordan tie on that.
I think eventually, and this is true of every era, maybe this is happening to Jokic now going forward in his career, that there just becomes fatigue giving it to the same guy every year. That you, like Jordan had this. There were years where Jordan didn't win it. You're like, wait, what? Who won the MVP that year? And it's not to take away from the seasons the guys had. SGA had an unbelievable year this year. But if I were an MVP voter, it wouldn't even be a debate in my mind.
They won 68 games, though. I think that was the tough part, was how they...
I get it. I'm not saying he's not valuable. I'm not saying he's very good. You had a center who averaged a triple-double that until Russell Westbrook did that a few years ago, we thought that's impossible. He did it as a big. He was like top 10 in the NBA in three-point shooting percentage, so he's an elite shooter.
Oh, no, I get your argument.
He's a good defender. Like
He won 3 of 4, though.
If you took Jokic off of the Nuggets, now you could do this with a lot of teams and a lot of players. I feel like there is a bigger, like if you just swap him with insert average center here, what do the Nugs do this year? And if you take SGA off, I'm not saying that OKC's winning a championship, but there's more talent on that roster that I feel like they would have probably still been a playoff team.
From 1986 to 1992, two players won league MVP.
Yeah.
Do you know those two players?
Jordan
is one. So the 80s.
Magic?
Kareem, Magic and Michael Jordan from 1986 to 1992. Only two players won league MVP.
Well, and then he had years in his career where like mid to late 90s, right? Where other guys were winning it and you're like,
he won it in 95, 96. And then the debatable one is the Karl Malone.
Karl Malone, that's who it was.
Karl Malone got one of those.
I mean, Steve Nash got an MVP over LeBron in the prime of his career.
Steve Nash got back-to-back. No.
I think he went back-to-back.
It wasn't the prime of his career. It was 04-05 and 05-06.
Oh, okay, so early in his career. Got it.
People get mad that Kobe didn't win that 05-06
one. Ah, that's who it was.
That was the second. The second one for Nash was like, really?
Yeah.
Steve Nash again, huh?
Yeah.
But SGA wins his first league MVP, and the Thunder on the brink of maybe getting the series done quick.
I mean, I'm just so happy for them, that long-suffering sports city. They've had three MVPs. They've been to multiple finals. They're in the conference finals again. I'm just so happy for them. All the pain and suffering that they've gone through in their 15 years of existence. It's nice that something good is finally happening to that diehard, passionate NBA city.
Did you guys see the shot of the arena? You know, they do like the zone out shot of the arena and the city in the back. Did you guys see it?
I did not see that, no.
I'm telling you, man, don't go.
Nothing there.
Two skyscrapers.
Just tumbleweeds.
Just like, I had PTSD. Wow, I was like, I hated being there. Well, they're on the brink. We'll see what the Timberwolves do this week and if they keep that series going. It'd be nice if they'd show up.
That would be very nice on Saturday.
Would be great.
I'm playing golf on Saturday. Give me a reason to watch when I'm doubling my golf round.
Thanks for the invite. We have a lot to get into in the second hour of the program. We will start with a local congratulations next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.